This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again, we're speaking with Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein, a board-certified and award-winning plastic surgeon based out of Miami, Florida. And Dr. Rubenstein, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be back. Happy to be here with you.
So let's get things underway here today. Tell us about some of the latest in plastic surgery, starting with Avalee for cellulite. Let's kick it off with that today.
Well, Avalee is one of the latest procedures. It is probably the best treatment we've ever had for dimple cellulite. Now, cellulite is the bane of about 85% of all women in the world's existence. Dimply, uneven surface on the butt and the thighs. And there hasn't been a lot of great treatments. We've had some that have been reasonably good, but Avalee just blows it out of the water if we're looking at deeper dimples in the butt and thighs. It is probably the best device we've ever had to fight that.
And you heard it here, and I would definitely trust the source, no doubt about that. Now, I also understand there is a new procedure to eliminate wrinkles called Elicor. What is that, and who is it best intended for?
Well, Elicor is another one of the cutting-edge technologies. It's just newly available, and it's a different category of treatment. Now, Elicor is the very first device that does what's called micro-coring. Micro-coring is a way to remove skin without making an incision. It uses some hollow needles that take tiny little cores or little bits of skin as it passes through the skin with a little bit of vacuum applied to it, and kind of suctions up that little tiny piece of skin, and it moves across the skin kind of like a sewing machine. And each time the little needles go through the skin, it takes a tiny bit. In an area treated, it can take as much as 8% of the surface area. And the idea is that the little bitty holes that are left behind, well, they heal and shrink, and that tightens up the skin and helps smooth sometimes some laxity or little redundant skin that's forming, fine little wrinkles you don't like.
I certainly appreciate your thoughts and feedback on that as well. Now, what are some of the latest trends in procedures in plastic surgery? You always keep us up to date with that, such as minimally invasive procedures or reductions of previous procedures.
Well, you know, that's kind of the point of the things that we've been talking about. Right? Avalee is a minimally invasive way to treat cellulite. It's done through a tiny incision, even smaller than an incision we use for lipo. And Elicor is no incision. So all these things are, all the newest treatments are done to try and minimize the amount of healing, the amount of scars. And then that's pretty much the trend. You know, we've talked about other things before, things like Renuvion and MyElevate. It's a great way to tighten skin with Renuvion. Or MyElevate is really the combination of those two, MyElevate and Renuvion in the neck, is about as close as we can get to a neck lift result without doing a neck lift, and all done through three tiny incisions. So, you know, the trend right now is to try and do more with less healing.
Always good to have you on the program to keep us up to date, and your recommendations are certainly always appreciated. We're speaking with Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein, a board-certified and award-winning plastic surgeon based out of Miami, Florida. And he's joined us once again here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, we've learned a lot from you on ways to choose a plastic surgeon. So tell us, if you would, once again, what is the most important thing to share with listeners about choosing a plastic surgeon?
I think the most important thing, I mean, it's the starting point, the bare minimum that you need to look for is board certification in plastic surgery. You've got to be careful not to find yourself going for a consultation, discovering that the person that you're looking to for cosmetic surgery is actually an emergency room doctor or a family doctor that took a weekend course. You want to make sure you're going to the right kind of doc, and that starts with board certification by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. The only board that certifies plastic surgeons in the United States is the American Board of Plastic Surgery. There are boards out there and organizations that use the word cosmetic, and there is no American Board of Cosmetic Surgery that's recognized in the United States. States.
Certainly some interesting facts, and do appreciate your feedback there. That is a huge help for the listeners here today. Now, how do you know what procedures are right for you?
Well, lots of experience. You know, if you're thinking about having something done, you ought to go see and have a couple consultations, go see two or three board-certified plastic surgeons just to get different points of view. I tell patients all the time, you see five docs, you're going to get five opinions. And they could be similar and they could be completely different. You want to make sure you see a few different doctors, hear their thoughts, and see what he or she tells you they'd recommend. And, you know, you'll get a feeling from seeing different docs, and you'll find someone that you understand what he or she is saying. You feel good about the plan, and that's probably the person you ought to stick with.
Certainly appreciate the advice and feedback on that as well. As we conclude here today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of or make us aware of as we do wrap things up here today?
We do have a special event coming up in Miami. There is an event called the Cosmetic Surgery and Wellness Expo. You're talking about how do you know who to go to or what the next, you know, what the best procedure will be for you. Our event is one of the best ways to learn that because every doctor is board certified. We've done all the homework for you. Anyone that you meet at the event is properly trained and trustworthy and has the experience to help you get good results. Also going to have lots of technology and manufacturers of different devices there to help educate you. This is an event that's meant for public safety and education, and it's free to attend. So anybody in South Florida that is interested is welcome to come with no fee to attend. It's open to the public, and it's May 11th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. So come down to Miami Beach, the Miami Beach Convention Center, May 11th. It'll be open from 10 to 6, and you'll have dozens of doctors and different vendors, not just in plastic surgery, but dermatology, wellness medicine, functional medicine, not to mention even things like gyms and spas and all different things related to aesthetics and wellness, all there free for you to learn from. And May 11th, the Miami Beach Convention Center.
And that is totally awesome, a free opportunity to take advantage of so many resources there. Thanks for those details. Really appreciate it. And if listeners wanted to know more about you and your practice, where can they find you online?
Well, always can check out my website at dr-rubenstein.com. And of course, we're all over social media. You can check out at Dr. Rubenstein. That's Dr. Rubenstein, R-U-B-I-N-S-T-E-I-N. You can also check out the same at Dr. Rubenstein in Snapchat. You can find us in Facebook, TikTok, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have, too, at Plastic Surgery Truths in Instagram. It's a great resource for learning about different questions that people send us, and we make video answers. So at Dr. Rubenstein on Instagram and at Plastic Surgery Truths.
And of course, as always, listeners, draw your attention to the show notes where you can find these links mentioned as well. Dr. Rubenstein, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks again.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein, a board-certified and award-winning plastic surgeon based out of Miami, Florida. And for all the details, simply visit dr-rubenstein.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site, eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.